also a new feature for the high school football season this year. Well, he's been talking football for like decades and decades and decades and decades and decades and decades and decades. I'm running out of fingers.
Let's just go centuries.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is our Jim Measle, who we've officially dubbed as the pigskin prophet. And of course, you got your own song here now. So that's not many people have their own song.
Pretty desperate, isn't it?
We're trying to spruce you up a little bit, right? To get you movie into at least the 2000s, if not further along. So every week, Jim's going to be joining us, usually on Friday mornings, but obviously with most of the games happening here on this evening, to talk about high school sports. So it doesn't have to be like, you know, all kinds of stats and everything else. It's really from the heart from you, right, Jim?
Right. You know, I've done it for a long time. In three states, Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio.
Couldn't keep a job.
That's right. Couldn't keep a job. Thank you.
But up, boom.
Well, you're up 1-0 now, Ken.
All right. It's the bottom of the first inning. All right. Let's talk about it. So where you want to hit? Because we want to hit, obviously, the local high school teams here.
Yes. Let's take a look at the four Branch County teams in action here on opening night. Of course, Coldwater hosting Sturgis, the 100th meeting between the Cardinals and the Trojans.
How have things progressed since that first game that you covered?
Well, I was not there for the first game. I'm not that old. But if the Cardinals win tonight, that will even the all-time series. 49 wins apiece and two ties. Yes, they did not have overtime at one time in high school football. Coldwater dominated last year 35-8. The Cardinals went 4-5 last year, greatly improved, and they're looking for better things this year. Sturgis had a very rough season last year, an inexperienced team. They went 0-9, but I expect a better performance from Sturgis this time around. Those kids who played last year now have some varsity experience. I expect a better showing from the Orange and Black in Coldwater tonight, but I think the Cardinals have a lot of skilled people back, including the Foster kid at quarterback. That, along with home field advantage, will be more than enough for Coldwater. The Pigskin Prophet says Coldwater 27, Sturgis 14.
There you have it. All right. And next?
Next, let's go to Quincy, where the Orioles open up at home against future Big A Conference opponent East Jackson. The Trojans and the Orioles both had rough years last year. They both went 0-9. Quincy has lost 14 straight. East Jackson has dropped 15 straight. So somebody has to go 1-0. I think it's going to be a low-scoring defensive ball game. The Pigskin Prophet says Quincy 8, East Jackson 6.
All right.
Battle of the Birds.
All right. Next up.
Union City opening up at Parchment. The Chargers will be trying for a 6th straight postseason appearance. But it will not be easy. They had a tremendous amount of talent graduate last spring. And so they got a lot of new kids in there. Panthers of Parchment, they went 7-3 last year. You know, last year's Parchment team averaged almost 38 points a game. Union City went 9-2 in 2024. It's going to be tough for the Chargers tonight against a very good Parchment team. Sorry, Chargers. The Pigskin Prophet says Parchment 35, Union City 21.
Ooh, all right.
Mm-mm. Now, the Bronson Vikings open up tomorrow night, Friday night, against Prairie Heights. Now, Prairie Heights already has a game under their belts. They lost to Witco last week. And by the way, Prairie Heights has the best pork sandwiches around. Brett can attest to that.
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Witco?
Witco.
Sounds like a gas station.
Yeah, well, it does.
Anyway, last year the Vikings lost to Prairie Heights 24-0 in the opening game, but they bounced back and they went 6-4. They made the postseason under Tony Myers, who has really turned things around in Bronson. They opened up the playoffs at Schoolcraft and gave the Eagles a really tough ball game before they lost 28-14. Bronson had the lead late in the first half in that game. As I said, Prairie Heights will have a bit of an edge since they already have a game under their belt. But year two of the Tony Myers era will get off to a good start for Bronson tonight. The Pigskin Prophet says Bronson 35, Prairie Heights 16.
All right, there we go.
Tekonsha is hosting Bellevue Thursday night, 8-person football. Quickly, some college football predictions for the weekend. As college football is getting underway, Michigan should have no problem with New Mexico, 51-10. Wolverines will roll. Michigan State hosting Western Michigan tomorrow night in East Lansing, Friday night in East Lansing. I think the Spartans win that game 37-21. By the way, if you want to listen, it's on our sister station in Kalamazoo, 106.5 Jack FM. And they're also online at jack1065.com, live stream. Some other big college football games this weekend. I think Texas will beat Ohio State 27-20. I see Clemson defeating LSU in the Battle of Tigers 31-21. And I know we have a lot of Notre Dame fans around here. But the Irish will lose this weekend to Miami of Florida 38-31.
You just picked against the Irish in front of Ken Delaney. You've got
the
guts.
First time.
You've got guts. I just want to know, do we address him as Pig? Is he Mr. Prophet? How do we officially, like, if we meet
him in
the hallway?
Mr. Prophet to you.
Is it Mr. Prophet? Okay. I didn't know if you're on a first name or last name basis.
I just call him Piggy. Oh, no way. That was taken by somebody else, yeah, so who used to own the radio station. So
that's gutsy, picking it against the Irish in front of Kendall Lady.
Oh, there you go.
Remember the name. Remember the call. Pigskin Prophet, he's the best of them all.
All right. There you have it. The opening week of the Pigskin Prophets. We'll see what the predictions come true or not right here. AM 1590 at FM 95.5.